A former prison nurse told Tennessee lawmakers today that state officials covered up the circumstances of an inmate's death in 2013. The testimony came as lawmakers are debating how tight a leash to keep on the Department of Correction, amid concerns about staffing and safety in the state's prisons. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
Jessica Jobes is a one-time member of the medical staff at the West Tennessee State Penitentiary. She was on duty the day 55-year-old Elbert Thornton was found unresponsive in his cell, and she attempted CPR. The state lists Thornton's death as coming from natural causes, but Jobes says she saw evidence of extreme injuries, including scars and burns on his genitals.
He had been whipped and tortured for at least a few weeks. I saw bruises in various stages of healing. It was awful. I've never seen torture before or since in my life. I'll never forget it.
Jobes claims doctors who examined Thornton inside the prison were prepared to declare his death a homicide, but state officials overruled them and threatened to fire anyone who spoke out about Thornton's death. The panel cut off Jobes' testimony when she told them she'd spoken to the FBI about the incident. Lawmakers say they wouldn't want to interfere with a potential investigation. Some did question State Correction Commissioner Tony Parker, though, about the allegations. He says he'll review the case. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.
At the end of the hearing, the House Government Operations Committee recommended extending the Department of Corrections authorization for 2 years instead of the usual 4. They say that'll give them greater oversight of prison officials.